Thank you, James. This group of news stories features one common component: food or drink or both. A Norwich gin distillery looks for larger premises. The only place in the city selling British beer and Thai foods is 10 years old. And a pink beer to raise awareness of breast cancer. But we begin with news of the booming food scene in our fine city.
From pizzas to paella and gyros to gorgonzola, Norwich's booming food scene has something for everyone. New figures from the Office for National Statistics, ONS, paint a rosy picture of city dining, with the number of restaurants, cafes, takeaways and food trucks having grown in both the last 8 years and the last 12 months. For licensed restaurants, those serving alcohol, the number has grown from 105 in 2010 to 140 this year, up 33.3%. For unlicensed eateries, including coffee shops and fast food spots, that figure has risen from 45 to 75, 66.6%. But it also takes into account takeaways and mobile stands, including market stalls, which have grown from 95 in 2010 to 120. In 2018 alone, the city has welcomed a mix of new big names and independents, including The Ivy, That Cafe, Galley and Vagabond. And in the coming months, national chain Cozy Club, a trio of eateries at Timberhill Terrace on Castle Mail, and an independent in the former Prezzo on Thorpe Road will also arrive. Number 33 Cafe has been operating in the city since 2006, but this year expanded into its neighbouring building to enlarge its kitchen and cope with growing demand. Nicola Corley, owner, said trade had increased steadily. She said there had been a notable increase over their 12 years in how discerning customers are, and a particular focus on healthy, vegetarian and vegan options.
Good news may be on the horizon for fans of a pub and venue near Norwich, where last month the team said they would be stepping down. In September, the landlords at the Brickmakers on Sprowston Road said they would step down in January after lease talks with owner EI Publican Partnerships broke down. It sparked a huge reaction, with a petition set up to keep them open and, more recently, a friends group created to boost their income. Talks have been ongoing and EI has maintained that it hoped a positive outcome could be reached. On Monday, the Brickmakers posted on Facebook to say they thought they would soon have good news.
Beer lovers can drink pink after a Norwich pub owner surprised a local breast cancer charity by creating a new raspberry beer to raise awareness of the disease. Pub company Norwich Inns and Fakenham Brewery, the Norfolk Brewhouse, teamed up with cancer charity Keeping Abreast to create the pink beer from raspberry, beetroot and elderberry. And the result, named A Breast Bitter, will be served in pubs across Norfolk, from Norwich to Goulston, to raise awareness of the disease and the charity's work. Lisa Becker from Keeping Abreast said, "We have been very fortunate this year that Norwich Inns Group had chosen us as their charity for 2018. Keeping Abreast is a Norfolk-based charity which offers support groups for women across the UK who are facing reconstructive surgery after treatment for breast cancer. The charity have been busy throughout October promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the launch of the beer coincided with Pink Octobra Day on October 17th, in support of Breast Reconstruction Awareness, BRA.
A city centre pub, said to be Norwich's smallest, with a reputation for good beer and authentic Thai cooking, is celebrating its 10th birthday. The Vine Thai on 7 Dove Street dates back to 1842, but was bought by its current landlord, A. Allen, in 2008 after stints working at Thai restaurants in the city. With no experience of running a pub, Mrs. Allen said it was a leap of faith. "This job takes your heart and soul," she said. "For the first 3 years, I didn't have any holidays. 7 days a week, it was just work, work, work. But a decade on, it was worth it. The Vine Thai has built a firm reputation amongst beer buffs and foodies, attracting both loyal regulars and new customers visiting off the back of reviews or intrigue at its size. And inclusion in the Good Beer Guide and a key role in the City of Ale Festival certainly helps. People just think we sell food, but we have very regular beer drinking customers, she said. We are the only place in the city selling British beer with a Thai kitchen.
A Norwich gin distillery has launched a £175,000 crowdfunder to quadruple its output and support its bold growth plans, which will include a ginstronomy restaurant. Bullets is on the hunt for ginvestors as it embarks on its new chapter, which will see it move from its current home at the Ten Bells on St Benedict Street to Crystal House on Cattle Market Street. It will house its new distillery as well as tours, tastings and eventually a bar and ginstronomy restaurant, which will see food themed around, matched with and even made with gin. That's all on this first part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Marianne Penn and Alan Shirley take over with part two, which will include more news from the city and our weekly information desk, and a second feature from the pen of Keith Skipper. So for now, it's goodbye from Sophie Yeomans and James Churchill.